J-Team Podcast, Episode 7. Back-to-back Con Insanity. This is my review of both Anna Jam and San Japan 1.5. Once again, live in my bedroom. Okay, where can I start here? Probably a few days ago, I just came back from San Japan 1.5. And the week before that, I was at Anna Jam 2008. So this is my first time doing back-to-back conventions. It was a great experience, and I did a lot of flying, especially. That was a lot of fun, getting through the TSA. So let's start with Anna Jam. Anna Jam was during the first week of August. It was a two-day convention in Fresno, California. It's my second time going to that convention to DJ. This is a not really that big of a convention, but a lot of people really love the anime community, and which is one of the reasons why I enjoyed coming back for a second time, because they had such great fans out there. So we're going to start off with the first day. I was surprised with the crowd reaction when my name was mentioned on the opening ceremonies. Had a lot of people screaming like, "Oh my gosh, Jenna's back!" and stuff. And I kind of surprised one of the hostess of the convention when I yelled out, "What? There's a dance?" And then she got all scared. Sorry, yeah, I had to put in a little joke there. But yeah, I was 100% sure that I was performing there at the convention. This convention also had Vic, voice actor. Said they got one of the people who did Lord Zedd from Power Rangers. He was there as well. Stephanie Yanez was performing. One of my partners, Christine Saw, was there as well. And two of the members of iShine, Maurice and Alex. Hello, guys. You guys are still awesome. Yeah, it was over there once again at the Radisson Hotel. And not really much has changed from the hotel. Still has the waterfall. You can see the pictures on my MySpace. I took a few pictures of the waterfall. It was really cool. Let me think here. So this was my first time for bringing out my independent album. This was the first convention that actually was able to that I brought out my first independent release. And yeah, I actually had a pretty good amount of people asking for a copy of it. I had two versions of CDs. I had a free version, which was about 2 hours worth of music. On there, it was all free fan mixes and stuff that I'd done in the past. And I also brought out a CD, which was $5, and it included my first independent album and some bonus music, fan mixes. So pretty much the $5 went towards my first independent album, which was all original compositions, and I would like to thank everybody who bought one. So we actually had a lunch served to us, our first, I think it was the first time having a green room. I'm not certain by last year's standard. I forgot her name though, but she made some of the best lunch, some of the best lunches that I've ever had. And she was such a nice person, and she always kept us well fed. The foods that she had were, I think one time she gave us like turkey sandwiches, really delicious stuff. She also made pulled pork There, that's what it was. Pulled pork. Man. Yeah, she knew how to cook. And I believe that was her son that was pretty much opening the door for everybody, helping us out, getting food prepared. So he was cool, too. I hope they come back next year, hopefully. If I do come back next year for 2009 and a jam. So I give props to her and her son. Other than that, pretty much the same layout. I noticed that the dealer's room was much spacious. I was able to buy a few things in there too. I bought an Oh My Goddess art book for about $20. You pretty much can't find that anywhere else nowadays. Some random pins. One that says I am Genshiken. I'm like, wow, I'm not gonna find this anywhere else. So I totally bought that. They're roughly these pins were costing about 50 cents to a dollar. So I bought a few. Spent about $3 worth of pins. I also bought a Ryoki pin, which you totally cannot find nowadays. So, and I also met up with Anime Addict. They're all dressed up in maid uniforms. They're really cool people, and they were the first ones who bought my CD. So, I had to coin that fact right there. And yeah, they were super cool. They were nice people, and they remembered me from last year. So, props to them as well. Other things that pretty much. Yeah, it was a small convention, so I was able to meet a good majority of everybody there. Met a lot of old friends again. I was happy to see them. Especially Sally. She was a really cool person. Who else did I meet? I'm trying to think here. Oh yeah, James as well. Awesome. He's the director of the convention. And Stephanie, also, one of the other staffers. Really awesome. Tony, especially, as always. I was surprised that when they showed me the DJ equipment for the dance, they haven't touched it ever since, so it was pretty much the same configuration as last time, which was remarkable. I still can't believe that they actually bought DJ equipment for the convention. Usually conventions would rent them out, but this one actually bought it. So it gives a good possibility of coming back year after year after year. So that's actually a good thing, because I do want to come back to conventions that I've been to in the past. You know, on a regular yearly basis. Because I care about the conventions, and I do have fun at the smaller conventions. I really do enjoy entertaining the smaller groups of anime fans. If it was super big, then I mean it would be bad on my part because I wouldn't be able to meet everybody. It would just be too much people, you know. And I'm that type of person where I'm very down to earth, trying to meet everybody. Because that's just the nature of how I roll, really. So, going to the dance, setting up and everything. very happily, my brother was there a few hours before the dance started, so he was able to get some food. He was also able to get a badge, special guest badge, so he was entitled to all the foods that the wonderful chef was preparing for us every day when we were at the convention. And he got to stay up at my hotel room because it was a double bed, so he had fun. And I should give props to my brother as well, because he was able to set up and tear down pretty much a good majority of my equipment without me, you know, saying which is which and all that. So, yeah, he's really good at that now, yeah. And it was my brother and Tony who were keeping me in line, making sure that I was getting business done quickly. After I believe Christine Saw went finished her performance, it was my turn to get up, get ready, you know. And as soon as she finished, and after they announced, they asked me my estimated time, and pretty much give me about 15 minutes. I'm about 70% ready. I was already in, me and my brother Ken were in the back already cooking up everything, getting all the connections for my DJ equipment ready, which I have to point out, the airlines that brought my equipment over, you kind of broke one of my knobs for my mixer, but be glad that it's a knob that I don't use on my mixer. Well, I'll probably eventually replace it, because I didn't realize it was kind of falling apart already. So, well, that's what I get for a no-name brand mixer, right? I think I'll get a metal one, metal-based mixer, made of quality and win, awesome and win. So, okay, as usual, very nervous. It was either I was sweating a lot or there was barely any circulation in the room, which I didn't realize till later on, but it didn't matter because I went, performed live, played some, I started off with an interesting setup, pretty similar to when I DJed over at Anime Vegas 07, started off with, internet music, YTMND / 4chan, internet meme music, and people's requests. Started that off, and yeah, people enjoyed it. And then this was the convention where I did a dedication to my parents. I've been DJing for about 8 years, and this whole time they had no clue about what I was doing at these conventions, and my brother was totally into the whole project here. He was the one videotaping a good amount of the dance, so I'm happy for that. So pretty much I surprised everybody. You can see the video. The video is up on YouTube. Just look for my name, Jenai702, all one word. I surprised my brother. He's like, "Wow, I can't believe that you did a video like this, dedicated to mom and dad." And I played a remix of a Philippine tune that I made a couple of years back, dedicated to my parents. And yes, my parents saw the video, and they were speechless. They're very supportive now, and they now know what's going on when I tell them, "Oh yeah, I'm going flying to this place for a show." They totally understand that, you know, this is my dream job, and I don't intend on leaving my 9-to-5. Yes, I do have a 9-to-5. One day, I want to do this, you know, as a full time thing, you know, DJing conventions week after week after week. But until that day comes, I'm still gonna have that 9-to-5, just like everybody else. So I pretty much do this for the fans. And I love what I do as a DJ. So, with that, after I did that, the dedication, I went straight to my remixes. A lot of classic ones and a lot of brand new ones to play. Especially one in particular, Clannade. I remixed the theme song from that one. I think it's called Megmel. And to my knowledge, I believe one of the people responsible for creating the fan subs of that was there at the convention, and he was just blown away. The remix was just right up his alley. He really loved it, and he wanted a copy of it. I was like, you know what? You made the fan sub. I mean, you helped to bring the fan sub out to America. Sure, and I gave him a copy of it, of course, as always. My fan mixes are free, never for profit. Just spreading out the anime word. So, yeah, the dance was a great success. I had a great time. And a lot of people seemed to enjoy it. Congo Line, crazy, and all that. To my surprise, security was from FanimeCon. Buddies that I haven't seen in about 3 years, so... It was good to see some people from FanimeCon helping out on this little convention out in the middle of the farmlands of Fresno. So that pretty much ended the dance. It was about 10 o'clock, and I was feeling kind of hungry, pretty much. You know, all that adrenaline and all that anxiety. After the dance and being nervous up on stage, I was hungry. So, looking around for some food, pretty much every place was closed, and I didn't think there was any food places nearby the Radisson Hotel. So, I got a little tip from James that there was a room party up in room 711. Funny. It's funny that I said 7-Eleven because, yeah, I was looking for food, right? It was hosted by Anime Visalia. Hopefully I said that right. It was pretty much a bunch of older anime fans. Nothing wrong with that. I love my older anime. Old school anime rock show. You gotta check it out. And, first off, they were watching the last portion of One Piece, and I came to join in, watched a little bit while having some chips, some onion dip and soda. Yeah, I was like, it's good enough food right here, snack food pretty much. And then after that was over, we watched this classic film that predates Gainax. This is before Gainax became the big mainstream company that it is in Japan. It was called Daikon 4. It was a fan, at the time they were fans, made this wonderful introduction video set to the music of Twilight by the... I forgot the name of the band. Electric Light Orchestra? I think that was ELO. Yeah, that was the name of the group. And even though it was a grainy video, the quality of the animation was just phenomenal for 1983. This was well animated. I bet you it probably took them a good one and a half years to make this little short, probably 5-7 minute short right here, but if you ever see Daikon 4, it's probably on YouTube, but regardless, it is an amazing little short animation. It was very good for its time, and I think Denshi Otoko put a little nod to short little Daikon animation. And then thus, after that, I watched a good amount of Otaku no Video. And for those anime fans that are new and never, ever really watched this video, I highly, highly recommend you do. Because the stuff that they do in Otaku no Video is pretty much the same stuff that's still going on in conventions and anime fandom today. Nothing really has changed. The anime may have changed, but still, the way the otaku and the anime fans like myself act, I'm pretty much the same right there. And it was all documented in a video, which was more than 10 years ago. It was a great little movie, and I got a chuckle out of it because a lot of it was super true about anime fans and otaku in general. I highly recommend you find that video and buy it. I'm going to buy it. I just got to find a place that sells it, though, because it's kind of a hard-to-find video. So that ends pretty much Saturday night. No, actually, no, it doesn't. Because I get a text message from my brother, and he says, I got food. So I head back to the hotel room, and he's got McDonald's. Hooray. All right, so why not? It's not like I'm going to get any other food out there, so I'll just eat this. That was delicious, so I haven't had McDonald's in months. So why not? I'll just break the habit for right now. Okay, so Sunday comes in, and I'm pretty much waiting for breakfast, but I heard that since it's Sunday, a lot of people go to church in that area of California. The lady, the one who was creating the lunches was a bit late, but it doesn't matter. Her food's awesome. It was well worth the wait. So it was me and a group of volunteers and staffers just waiting for food. It was so hilarious. And then, yeah, they were talking to me and said how great the dance was and how they were so excited that I came back to their small convention. And then they asked me, yeah, what was the last convention I went to? And I said, Anime Expo. And they're like, okay, if you chose Anime Expo over this, over Anajam, which one would you choose? And I said, I would choose Anajam because the fans are so cool and the staffers got everything down smoothly. It was a much smoother con. Anajam was much smoother con than last year's. And yeah, even last year's was really well done too. I was pleasantly surprised. They have such a great staff. And I hope I come back, you know, year after year after year, because there's such great people out there. Yeah. And that's saying a lot. I love this con, you know. So finally we get our food, and it was pretty much on my way to selling CDs. So I went back to helping out, get a table, and start selling CDs. And I sold a good amount. Pretty much, I stayed at my table for about a good 2 to 3 hours, and then finally, it was time for my brother to say, "Oh, it's time for me to go," and all that. We pretty much said our goodbyes, and he headed out, and then came the what's it called? The masquerade. And I was sitting pretty much up front, you know, minding my own business. And then all of a sudden, the cosplay coordinator for that event said, "Hey, do you want to be a guest? Do you want to be a guest judge?" And I said, "Okay." That was my first time doing guest judging. And there were a lot of pretty good costumes and stuff. Even the skits were a few of them were actually really good. I have to give my nod to a few skits that were hilarious. The first one being Mario and Luigi. Goodness gracious. I mean, I can obviously see that they bought their costumes, but that's not the point, really. The point was the skit and their execution. They had the most hilarious skit I've ever seen in a con. you guys pretty much traumatized my childhood there. But yeah, I mean, and I mentioned that, you know, backstage when we were judging the final selections, I said, you know what, Mario and Luigi, they were hilarious. They deserve second place right there. It wasn't the costumes. It wasn't about that. It was about the performance, and they delivered such a hilarious performance. And it was very short, too. So that was extra points also. It was short and funny. That's all that matters for me. And that was awesome. Second one was, she didn't win, but she still gets my honors. The one who did Lane. You rarely see any Lane cosplayers nowadays. So this was a really special treat for me because I loved that series. It was one of my favorite series of all time. From Lane being a very dark cyberpunk anime, she was able to pull off a really hilarious spoof of Lane. Mentioning Lane going to 4chan and trying to take over 4chan or something. I think that's what it was, but She got all the internet memes down, and I wish we had individual awards. I would have awarded her something there. She had a really funny skit going on. And she pretty much said, "I lost the game." Oh, now everybody's angry at me right now. Because I just said that. I'll talk about that later on. But, once again, the winner. I think she won several awards in the past, but the person who cosplayed as a character from Soul Calibur, she was dressed up as a knight. I'm not too familiar with the game. I plan to buy it, though, very soon, though. Once I get enough money. I hate bills, right? Bills, but bills first. So, hopefully I will buy the game very soon. And I went to check out her the material that she used, and I was very surprised. There was little to no metal used in her costume. It was pretty much paper with a very shiny, I believe it was a shiny type of spray paint that she used. But regardless, I mean, she fooled me and she fooled everyone else in the judging, because we all thought it was metal. And I'm like, wow, she can actually move in that? It's incredible. She's like, yeah, it's super light. Like, wow, it is super light. Man, good job. And yeah, she won best of show from all three judges, all three of us. That was amazing. And hopefully, I think I have pictures of her on my MySpace. If not, she's totally, you know, everywhere on the cosplay.com. You can find pictures of her very easily. So that was, I mean, after the masquerade, that was pretty much the end of the con. Which was good. I mean, 2-day convention. It wasn't like they were, you know, they had high prices for their event. I had a great time. And I was looking around for like something else to do, because, you know, after the masquerade, you know, pretty much everything dwindled and died down, except for we had a little mini party in the gaming room with a few of the staffers and stuff, saying how great an event it was, and it was a great event. They did some extra publicity. They were on the local TV stations promoting Anajam, and they were able to increase their attendance count. I don't know how much, but I heard it was good numbers. So hats off to Anajam, another successful 2008 year. No problems on my part. So, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I give your convention a 9 out of 10. Yeah, 9 out of 10, because I wish by now it would be a 3-day convention, because I love Anajam so much. I'm hoping for a 3-day con, really. Yeah, it's pretty weird to have a 2-day convention, but hopefully, you know, more people come out to the show. And, you know, create some revenue, hopefully, to make this a 3-day event, because Anajam is that darn good of a con. Yeah, I had a fun time. I enjoyed myself. So, Monday morning, it was time for me to go home. Very early Monday morning, 6:47 flight. All the way back to Vegas on a very tiny United Express shuttle. Very loud, so I had my headphones on the whole time, and I slept through the entire flight because I couldn't get any sleep, really, because I was uploading videos, I was uploading photos the entire night. And even after the dance, I was uploading a ton of videos and photos on MySpace and YouTube. All of them should be all up now, finally. I kind of forgot one memory card that had some extra pictures of Christine Saul's performance, but I finally uploaded those, so yeah, there you go. And as soon, keep on jumping, sorry about this, I keep on jumping, but as soon as I landed, my plane landed finally, I hopped on the my car, drove on out, went straight to work, changed my clothes, and went back to work. My 9-to-5 job. It's the kind of life I lead, you know? I mean, I didn't even bother going home. I just went straight to work as soon as I left that plane. Yeah. I'm a crazy kid. So, I would like to point the direction to San Japan. 3 days after working, I was on another flight to another convention. I only unpacked my clothing, you know, did the whole laundry thing. I left my DJ equipment, you know, in my bag the whole time. Didn't really take it out. So I was basically ready for San Japan in San Antonio, Texas. And this was the con that I've been waiting a good 4 years, ever since OniCon 2004. I have to give some a little backlog about this con. It was, I think the last day of OniCon 2004, and the person who originally ran it, named Anya, also known as Carrie, she was talking about creating her own convention and having me as the first guest for that con. It went through different names. It was first called BluffCon. I think it was named after her school or something. I'm not certain. Her school mascot. But and then it went through different names, which I totally forgot. I don't know what names were. And then eventually San Japan. And then I guess life intervened, and Anya could no longer become the chairperson for that convention. So she handed it over to someone else named Pros, also known as Dave. And he pretty much took over, noticed that I was one of the guests, and he took really good care of me. He's a good guy, a very honest person, hardworking. Just the anticipation of a convention in San Antonio, it was just incredible. They had to delay a year to get to find a new location, and he looked everywhere in San Antonio and to find that perfect place that can hold his convention, which was already more than 500, 600 people pre-regged. I think I was one of the first ones that he told me that he had to delay it a year. And I was like, you know what? No problem. Take your time, because you know what? That extended year is going to be worth it. So, I mean, I had no problems for him delaying it. So I was like, okay, it's no problem. You just got to do what you got to do, right? You know, you don't want a rushed convention. You want a convention that runs smoothly, no matter how long it takes. You know, I already waited 4 years, so I can wait another year, right? They had a mini convention called ZDA, Zero Day Anime, and that was held over at the Our Lady of the Lake University. I think that was the name of the location. And they had a great turnout, and they were already naming guests that were coming out to San Japan. And they even had their own guests as well at the mini ZDA convention. And I saw the YouTube videos, and yeah, there was a lot of surprised people there. And I was very surprised at the great turnout for that convention. That one-day convention. So I was anticipating, wow, this is going to be really awesome for me to be at this con. So finally, the day has arrived, right? Which was a few days ago for me, as of recording this. San Japan 1.5, that's what they called it. Finally, finally it's 4 years in the making, and now it's becoming a reality. So, I was going to through the airport as usual. I had to go through TSA because they love me, right?
Right.
And here's the interesting thing. Before I went on the plane, I met somebody very interesting here. I finally got to meet Taiki. And Taiki used to be a part of Anime Vegas. He used to run the anime music videos for Anime Vegas. Sadly, he wasn't very popular with the Anime Vegas staff. But between me and him, I mean we're still cool. So I talk to him, constantly online and all that. I don't have any hard feelings with Taiki. So we had our discussions, hey, how's life and how's the anime thing going? And he's very excited that I was going to, going to Texas for a convention. Him, on the other hand, was on a flight to Baltimore, for Otakon. He was going out there to help them out in that convention in on the East Coast. So that was an interesting moment. I didn't expect to see him there at the airport. Pretty much the same flight leaving as mine, or about 8 o'clock. So I went on the flight and touched down 3 hours later after some screaming kids in my plane, which I can't really blame that really. 3 hours later, finally going to San Antonio, and I met Ken. He pretty much drove me from the airport all the way to the hotel. Barbara was there as well, I see the hotel, Tropicana Hotel. Like I said in the forums, right? The shiny floor is very shiny, and it was darn shiny. Yeah, it's a really nice hotel. My hotel room was on the 8th floor. I can finally say this now. I was on the 8th floor, room 806, right next to the hotel hotel elevators. Aw, sorry guys, you missed me. I had too many people asking me, oh yeah, what's your hotel room number, wink wink. I can finally say it now. But yeah, I mean, that hotel room, oh my goodness, it was just so nice in there. I put the air conditioning all the way to 67, 65, around there. Super cold because, I'm not used to this weather. And I was just sweating a bucket because it was humid. But, but not super humid like the last time I was in Texas. Pretty much one bedroom in there. And it had, a little mini hallway leading to, leading to this pretty small kitchen, and whoever cleaned up my room is pretty lucky because I left a can of I left a can of Monster in the fridge. So whoever cleaned it out, you got a free can of Monster now. Lucky you, because I totally forgot to take it out. It was a really nice room, and I noticed that there was a spotlight in the room. So I took some pictures of myself, some self portraits. Some of them turn out okay. Some of them turn out really good. So I'll most likely possibly use those some of those pictures for a future album release or something. So I find out that the green room was downstairs, room 318, and they told me, because this was day zero, so they either told me, yeah, you can stay in here, or you can just wander downstairs, but there's nothing really going on. So I ended up, staying in the, hanging out in 318, just talking to people and saying, hey, can't wait for the con tomorrow. It's going to be exciting. We're going to have a good time. Just like over at Energam, there was another nice cook who really fed us all very well. I mean, really nice breakfast to like a really good lunch. Awesome dinner as well. She provided a lot of good food for us. For the 3 days that we were there. And then finally met up with Major. He is a anime / video game rapper from Arizona. Yeah. The state name just slipped my mind. I don't know what I was thinking. Yeah, he was doing really well and very excited because it was me that introduced Pros to Major. And after Pros heard, you know, Major's material, he was really interested in bringing him out to San Japan. So you can thank me for, you know, for bringing Major out to San Japan. And yeah. So we had the Riverwalk tour on the boat. It was pretty interesting there. I finally met DM Ashura. Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Very talented person. And he's pretty much similar to my style of music. You know, very humble. You know, always working hard on music that we love and enjoy, right? So we got to hang out, me, Major, and DM Ashura. On the Riverwalk, with on the other side was all the voice actors, Chris Ayres, and I believe Josh was there too, and I forgot the other two persons' names. I'm very sorry that I forgot. Yeah, I mean, I'm not really that much of a fan of the dubs, so I need to watch more. Yeah, I gotta watch more. And I believe one of the chair people from Anime Boston was there too. I didn't catch his name, but yeah, I mean, but yeah, we had a great time. The Riverwalk kind of reminded me of the Venetian, but this Riverwalk totally, I mean, kicks the crud out of the Venetian casino. Yeah, it would. I mean, because of course, obviously, this river is literally outside, and it's such a beautiful river. Because like right when you're on that Riverwalk thing, I mean the tower, I mean the buildings, the towers, they just, you know, loom right over you. And I should have brought my camera, but I didn't. I totally forgot to bring it. So I just enjoyed, you know, sightseeing, you know, just only with my eyes and stuff. Next time, if we ever do that again, I'll totally bring my camera, because that was beautiful stuff right there. And then they introduced me to some apple, alcoholic apple cider. That was really good. It was called, I guess the name of it was called Hardcore. I never seen that type of drink. Well, then again, I don't really drink much, so. But that was not so bad. That was pretty good stuff. Yeah. And then, finally the end of the Riverwalk. And then wanted to hang out a bit more, so I pretty much just wandered around all the way till like 1, 2 in the morning. And finally I knocked out and went to sleep. So day 1 for San Japan was, I was able to meet a lot of people that I met, you know, on the forums. And I was, I mean, it felt really good to be back in Texas. I kind of try to find where all the convention stuff was happening, because obviously at the hotel there was another convention going on. It was called a mental health convention. Yeah, they kind of joked with us. They're like, oh, you came to the right place. Yay. Because you know how anime fans, you know, can act, you know, kind of oddball at times. So they're like, yeah, the mental health convention can cure you right back, you know? And I was like, no thanks. I'm not for this convention, sorry. So then I find out, oh, everything else is at the auditorium. Okay, so I pretty much just followed all the other cosplayers and found out, yeah, I mean, the panels were in there. A good amount of the panels. Actually, you know what? No, all the panels were in there. There was two panel rooms, registration, and then downstairs was the dealer's room and the artist alley. So, and then I found out, you know, the J-pop room was there too, and also the autograph signing. So I was there. Because, yeah, as soon as 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock hit, it was just sweltering hot. Ooh, yeah, I mean, the humidity out there, wow, it's crazy. Nothing like in Vegas, right? I mean, the heat was similar to Vegas, but, I mean, the humidity was just, whoa, yeah, it was just hitting us right there. So I was glad to stay indoors a majority of the time. And autograph session came. I had my little mini boombox there, and I was playing some music right there. And yeah, I sold a good amount of CDs. Not as much as Anajam, but you know, a good amount for like my first time in San Antonio, first time interacting with these fans in this city. So after that, they invited me to the Otaku Olympics, and this was a first time event that I've seen. It's pretty much a competition. They first started off eating Pocky. The one who can eat them without choking was the winner. I heard Kakashi was the winner, so congratulations, Kakashi, for winning that event. The next one was Iron Cosplay. And that, this was interesting here. They had like about 20 minutes to put together a costume. And that was really good. I forgot the other costume. I think it was from Big O or something. I don't know. I don't know the anime really. But the other one was Domo-kun. And too bad Domo-kun didn't win. It was the other team that won. But it was just hilarious. I had a fun time with that. And then I think the last event was, Wii Bowling. Yeah, and that was interesting. Because they were trying to get the Wii together, and I think they dropped the Wii several times, and including the projection screen, the projector, several times. They dropped it, so. And then I think Seth kept reminding the crowd, okay, don't mind them. They're still working on that. Focus on the Otaku Olympics right now. I just laughed right there. Like, oh, God, that's so funny. Well, what can you do, right? First year convention. Of course, there's going to be some bumps on the road, but a majority of the con was very smooth. So after that Otaku Olympics event, pretty much had a setup for the dance. Actually, not just only the dance, but main events and all that. Sound checks. We were really stressing for time. Finally met Malice. She was pretty much the events coordinator for music and all that. She did a really damn good job. I was very happy that, you know, she really worked hard in keeping everybody in line. Also, another person I want to thank would be the main guy for safety. His name is Sven. I think he said his name right. S-V-E-N. Yeah, I mean, as much as an anime fan, video game fan that he is, he is a very serious person when it comes to safety. And I wish, you know, Anime Vegas and Anajam would have a person just like him. I mean, Sven is a really helpful guy. I mean, he was a very hard worker, and hats off to him because, yeah, I mean, he kept everybody in check. He's a good guy, a really good person. We had the opening ceremonies, and yeah, most of us were all still, you know, preparing everything. It was Knuckle Sandwich's debut. It was their first anime band, cover band in San Antonio, and so it was very exciting. They got a pretty good crowd. I was happy for them. Yeah, they have a good sound. Yeah. Next up was Meija. Now this was interesting because I remember back in 2007, Anime Vegas, he didn't really get that much of a crowd, like, really hyped up, pumped up. But this time, when, you know, I was DJing for Meija, Yeah, he really improved. I'm serious. He gave it his all, and you know what? The fans loved him to the point where he pretty much I guess a guy named Kevin started this whole "you" internet meme or something at the con, and Major started picking it up and started spreading around the "you." Oh my goodness! And then the whole convention, I mean, the whole 3 days, everybody started saying "you," making like random like "we love you" or "happy birthday to you." Oh man, Major and Kevin, you started something insane. Now all the cons are gonna start saying that. Now it's gonna be a new meme for conventions. Hilarious. Now I'm starting to say it. Even on my MySpace, it says "you." Nagasaki Nights 2008. Yeah. So that was great. And he was giving out, you know, free swag and stuff to people who can answer his name that tune music thing. So that was great. I had a great time on that. And then DM Ashura came on. Oh man, he got a really good crowd, and he was very nervous about, you know, can I get the crowd going. Yeah, he was able to get the crowd, and he did a damn good job, and I was very proud of him. Earlier he was, you know, working on something on his laptop during autograph session. Guess what it was? It was one of his songs for the dance a few hours later. That's how fast he works. He is a workhorse. He is an amazing talent. And I hope he does come back, you know. He's a good guy. He's a very good guy. And then my set came along. Pretty much similar to Anajam. Pretty much played, you know, internet meme music. And then went over to anime remixes. And then pretty much just trying to kick everybody out of the con. I mean, out of the dance. playing really fast music. I had a great time, and there was still a good amount of people right at the end of the dance. Like, wow, you guys are still here. Everybody went to sleep. Man, had a good time. So I didn't really get any pictures from that event. I hope people took some photos or some footage. And if anybody did, please send them my way, and I'll link them up to my site, and I'll give you guys credit. Because, yeah, I totally forgot to take some footage of me. Man. I should have known better, right? So, day two. After that whole greatness, had some breakfast again. A great cook, I have to say. She's awesome. I wish, hopefully she'll be back next year, you know, cooking for us. She also made us some sandwiches as well for lunchtime. And pasta as well. It was really good pasta. I had autograph sessions about 1:30, and I was selling CDs. I was able to sell a few more, and yeah, wasn't expecting to sell a ton of CDs, but most likely, if I'm back next year, I'll most likely, you know, sell a bit more, because yeah, I mean, just my first year, you know, I'll gain more popularity in the coming months, you know. And then I think after that was the music creation panel. And this was with, you know, myself, DM Ashura, Major, and the new producer of Smile DK, Mr. J. Really nice guy. He's really cool. And yeah, we, you know, networked with him. I gave him a mix. I gave him one of my $5 CDs that I was selling. Hopefully, you know, We can work something out, you know. Collaboration, never know in the future. Really cool person, and I was really happy to meet him. And we had a lot of insight, especially we talked a lot about FL Studio, you know, changing our lives really. but for me, yeah, actually, Acid 2.0 was the kicker for me for my remixing skills. And then I'm barely touching the surface on FL Studio, but I can see it as a very powerful program that I would like to, you know, add to my remixes more. So I just need to have more patience and more experience on that. So moving right along, we had the cosplay show. And it was a good amount of cosplays. Some notable ones that I noticed was the Chiyo, I mean not Chiyo, but Azumanga Daio. And I think that was it was either I forgot the names for the characters, either Tomo or Osaka. Forgot one or the other who played as that, and then the cat from Azumanga Daio. Very cool. And then the Toad and Princess Toadstool, or was it Princess Peach? One or the other. They were awesome. They actually won Best of Show. And oh my goodness, I have to mention, yes, I mean, this is pretty much the J Team invading Texas. Sailor Sean was there. Ugh, oh my goodness, Sean dressed up as Sailor Moon. My eyes. It was a great, hilarious joke, but yeah. You're most likely, guys, you'll most likely see him at Anime Vegas, so be careful, right? So, he got his 15 seconds of fame there. And once again, I mean, during the halftime show, Major again ripped it up for the crowd. He did a damn good job. Even his family was there. His extended family, very proud of him, very supportive. That's awesome. And then came when we had to bring out everybody out of the room, bring in all the heavy guns, because Smile DK was performing right then, 10 o'clock, and man, they put on an impressive show. They had so many fans out there. That was awesome. And then after that, a majority of us went upstairs, had some San Japan cakes, which was a very first tradition. They're going to have this every year, hopefully. That was really good cakes. I enjoyed them. They were good stuff. Oh, yeah, and then... I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush this on because it's only an hour. I had an interesting moment over in the hentai room, the 18 and plus room. We were pretty much cracking up jokes, and then they realized, oh, wait a minute, there's a guest in this room. I was like, yeah, that's me. They started laughing, like, oh my god, the guest is in the hentai room. So we had like a mini hentai rave in there, because there was like some random techno music going on, and we were just, you know, I had my lights with me and started busting out like glow sticks and stuff. It was so hilarious. And then playing after that, or about 3 o'clock, we were playing Apples to Apples. Just passing up the time before it was day three. So day three comes, and breakfast. I had breakfast in the third floor of the hotel. Really good food, and you know what? I got to meet Smile DK, and I told them I was from Vegas, and they were very excited. They were like, "Oh, we want to go to Vegas." So yeah, not really supposed to say this, but I gave the contact info for Anime Vegas to Smile DK, so you never know. It might happen, right? Just always make contacts, because never say never about, you know, artists hopefully, you know, coming around your neck of the woods. So I was able to, you know, make some contacts there. Establish the Anime Vegas name and all that. I pretty much sold some more CDs again. You know, I sold a few more. It was good. Good times. And then closing ceremonies and was happening. And I pretty much did the unthinkable. I was, given an appearance fee to go to this con. And I love the con so much that I gave the money back. Because, you know what? This year, I decided, you know what? These guys are so awesome. San Japan 1.5. You guys are great. A great crowd of people. I gave the appearance feedback. I was like, you know what? My performance this year, on the house. On the house. Because you guys just wowed me 10 times over. I mean, everybody from, you know, Seth to Tori to Pros to Compter. Everybody, you guys did your job, and you did it very well, and I am very proud of your con, and I want to come back year after year after year, forever, because you guys are really that awesome. So, San Japan 1.5, I give you guys a 10 out of 10. Best con this year. Oh, hell, best con ever. Thank you. J-Team Podcast, Episode 7.